Locked into Psalm 17:3, almost like a motto for my life. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. For most of my life, I felt like truth was all that really mattered. I really did, till about a year ago. The Lord began to deal with me. And he said, don't let anybody change who you are. Stay kind. Stay gentle. I want to fight back. You ever been falsely accused? You ever been falsely accused in a newspaper? You ever been falsely accused by... It's horrifying. You are gentle, O God, so gentle. You are gentle, O God, so gentle. And I'm thankful, oh, so thankful. Thank you, Father, for being gentle with me. You're gentle, my Father, so gentle. You're gentle, my God, so gentle. Words, the Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Don't you want to be a healer? I know you do. I know you do. If you've ever been wounded, you want to come out caring, loving, protecting people. You are gentle, my Father, so gentle. You are gentle, my Father, so gentle. And I'm thankful, oh, so thankful. Oh, Lord, make me gentle like that. Father, I pray for my friend who's watching this emphasis on Psalm 17:3, I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Amen. Walk away. Jesus had a stunning statement when he said, if you go to somebody's house and they disrespect you, they cut you apart, they dishonor you. He didn't say pray. He didn't say fight them. He said exit. Shake the dust off your feet and never go back. Never, never, never stay in the presence of someone with a fist or a knife.